He didn't put it behind us here, I guess.
Okay.
I guess he put it behind either one or each other.
Okay. If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. And you might say, oh, so-and-so got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. Be bad news.
Yeah.
You wear a tie around your what?
Neck.
Okay. And what do you call this part of your neck right here?
And be mumbling. You always say your throat.
Okay.
But.
Now let's see. You go to the dentist and have him look at your
teeth.
Okay. And he might say, "Gee, I need to fill that
tooth."
Okay. And he might say, "Though, well, you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your what?
Gums."
Okay. And. This part of your hand, the inside part of your hand here is called a what?
Palm.
Okay. And you might say he got mad and he doubled up both
fists.
Okay. And again, you say he shook his what?
Shook his fist right in my face,
okay.
I guess.
let's see. A lot of times when people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their what?
Back.
Okay, and maybe their elbow and their
yeah.
knees and
yeah.
what do you call that stuff? The elbow and knees. And
bones.
Okay.
I ought to get told that because I rheumatism.
Yeah, but.
Well, maybe that'd be rheumatism and
yeah.
causing that.
My daddy's got that pretty bad. Sometimes, well, sometimes worse than others, I guess. Every once in a while, you know, it gets pretty painful. Let's see, they measure the height of a horse in what?
Well, so many hands high, they call
okay.
it.
Okay. And you'd say you have a left and a right, or a left and a right, what?
Hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, excuse me. You might say I stumbled over a box and bruised my here.
Leg.
Okay. If the ground is too cold and muddy to sit on, you might get down, just kind of get down when you're looking at oh, I don't know, cotton or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd say you're down on your what?
Oh my! I don't know whether I'd get down on my knees, just squat down, I guess,
okay.
on my feet.
Okay. If somebody's been sick a while, you might say, well, he's up and around now, but he still looks kind of
bad.
Okay. Might say that man sure is big and
muscled up.
Okay. Okay. What?
Fat.
Okay. What if he can lift heavy weights? What would you say is?
Strong.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a person who always has a smile on his face and never loses a temper? You say he sure is.
Friendly.
Okay. A lot of times teenagers get all sort of arms and legs, can't walk through the house without knocking something down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd say, at that age, he sure is what? What would you call that?
I just think about somebody I just say he's like.
Okay.
Acts like.
Okay. Let's see. If a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense at all, you'd say he's just a plain what?
I wouldn't know what to call him.
Okay. A person who has plenty of money and who hangs on to it is a what?
He's a, you can call him tight or just a saver.
Okay. Somebody who gets money and from other people, like he's always borrowing money from somebody else, and but he never lends anybody else any money. What would you call him?
I'd say he's tight.
Okay. Okay. If you said that girl is very common, what would you mean by that?